The ultimate crypto card investment tiering strategy, Roth versus brokerage versus Coinbase. A common question we see from younger cardholders is, where should I keep my spending money? The mistake most users make is treating their net worth as a single bucket. When you link a crypto card to an account, you are effectively turning that investment into spending capital. If that capital is sitting in the wrong tier, you are likely destroying your long-term wealth through tax drag or lost opportunity costs. This guide provides a tiering framework for crypto cardholders in 2026, ensuring that every swipe builds wealth rather than eroding it. Why investment tiering matters now? In 2026, the crypto card market has matured from simple prepaid top-up cards to sophisticated credit and self-custody models. As programs like the Coinbase One Amex and Gnosis Pay scale, users are linking larger balances to their spending rails. Without a tiering strategy, cardholders often fall into the liquidity trap, selling appreciating assets to pay for depreciating consumer goods, or the tax trap. Spending from the wrong account triggers 10% penalties and decades of lost growth. The rise of yield-bearing stablecoins has also changed the cost of holding. In previous years, keeping cash in a card wallet meant earning 0%. Today, keeping that same capital in a stablecoin-first card wallet can yield 4 to 5%, making the decision of where to store your spending money a meaningful optimization problem. How investment tiering works. Investment tiering for crypto card holders is the process of segregating assets into three distinct buckets: liquidity, growth, and preservation, to ensure that daily spending never interferes with tax-advantaged compounding or long-term capital appreciation. The core principle is to spend only from Tier 1, stablecoins, via your fiat, collateralize Tier 2, taxable brokerage, crypto, and completely isolate Tier 3, retirement accounts. This segregation prevents the 10% early withdrawal penalties associated with tax-advantaged accounts while maintaining the 4-5% base yield available on spending balances. The three tiers of spending capital. To maximize ROI, divide your assets into three distinct buckets based on their time to spend. Each tier has a specific risk profile and a designated card interaction type. Tier 1, the liquidity bucket, exchange and spend wallet. Location, Coinbase, Gnosis Pay, or your primary spending wallet. Purpose, daily spending, bills, and immediate needs. Strategy, this bucket should hold zero volatile assets. Because you are spending this money within 30 days, any 5% price drop becomes a fee on your lifestyle. Keep this in USDC or USDT to earn the high base yield offered by most modern card issuers, while ensuring your daily spending math never changes. By keeping Tier 1 strictly in stablecoins, you eliminate the spread trap associated with instant conversions during a market dip. Tier 2, the growth bucket, standard brokerage, location, traditional brokerage, Robinhood Fidelity, or HODL crypto wallets. Purpose, large tactical purchases, travel electronics, or emergency reserves. Strategy, this is your bridge. In 2026, the best strategy is to keep this bucket in a crypto-backed credit line. Instead of selling the assets in this bucket to fund your card, use them as collateral. This allows you to keep the growth potential while avoiding the immediate capital gains tax of a sale. If your Tier 2 assets appreciate by 10% and your credit line costs 6%, you are effectively being paid to spend. This is the primary use case for self-custody credit rails. Tier 3, the preservation bucket, Roth IRA, 401k. Location, tax-advantaged retirement accounts. Purpose, future wealth, not current spend. Strategy, never link a card to this bucket. We see many users trying to hack their retirement by using self-directed IRA cards. This is almost always a math error. The 10% early withdrawal penalty plus the loss of decades of tax-free compounding far outweighs any 3% cashback you might earn. Tier 3 is read-only until you hit age 59.5. Rating this bucket for a crypto card-linked purchase is the fastest way to derail your financial independence. Capital allocation decision framework. To help you decide where to place your next $1,000, use the following framework. Asset type, primary goal, card interaction, recommended tier, Prakone Narchi into USDC, USDT, liquidity and yield, direct debit, load, tier 1, BTC, ETH, capital growth, collateral for credit, tier 2, index funds, VTI VOO. Diversified growth, collateral for credit, tier 2, tax advantaged funds, retirement, none, forbidden. Tier 3, altcoins, speculative. High risk growth, none, too volatile. Tier 2, cold, $1,000 from a Roth costs $7,682 over 30 years. Here's the wealth delta between a tiered user and a non-tiered user in a real-world scenario. The non-tiered user links their 401k IRA to a Spend Everywhere card and spends $1,000 on a laptop using a distribution from their Roth 401k. If they are under 59.5, they pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty, $100 per IRS publication, 590B. That $1,000, if left in the Roth for 30 years at 7% growth, would have become $7,612. The reward, 3% cashback, $30. Net wealth impact, $7,680 in future value. The tiered user keeps $1,000 in Tier 1, USDC, earning 5% APY in a high-yield card wallet. They spend $1,000 on the same laptop. No penalty, no lost compounding. Reward, 3% cashback, $30, plus $4.16 in monthly interest. Net wealth impact, $34.16 immediate value. The cost of capital for spending from Tier 3 is effectively the highest interest rate in the world. Even a high-interest credit card at 24% is cheaper than the long-term cost of rating a Roth IRA for daily expenses. This calculation is the foundation of our break-even math guide. The liquidity cascade. Handling Tier 1 depletion. What happens when your Tier 1 bucket runs dry? A proper strategy uses a liquidity cascade, refill from income. All new fiat crypto income should hit Tier 1 first, sell losers in Tier 2. If Tier 1 is empty, look at your Tier 2 taxable brokerage. Sell assets that are currently at a loss to perform tax loss harvesting. This lets you refill Tier 1 while creating a tax deduction that offsets future gains. Collateralize Tier 2 winners. If you have no losers to sell, do not sell your winners. Instead, open a margin loan or crypto-backed credit line against your Tier 2 assets to bridge the gap until your next paycheck. Tier 3 is invisible. Under no circumstances does the cascade reach Tier 3. If you reach this point, you are not ready for a premium crypto card. You need an emergency fund. Three-tier mixing misreads that erase compounding myth. 1. I'm young, so I can catch up later. Compounding is backloaded. The money you put into Tier 3 in your 20s is worth 10x more than the money you put in your 40s. Spending it now via a crypto card is mathematically irreversible. Myth 2. Spending crypto directly is always better for the ecosystem. While direct crypto spending is the goal, the current tax code makes it an expensive habit. Using a Tier 2 collateralized loan is arguably more crypto because it allows you to keep your coins while still accessing liquidity. Read our 2026 Crypto Card Tax Manual for a breakdown of swipe-based tax events. Myth 3. Stablecoins have no yield. In 2026, most card-linked wallets offer 4-5% on USDC. This is often higher than the dividends on a standard growth stock. Ignoring this yield is an invisible fee on your Tier 1 capital. Debit, credit, and self-custody. One card. Per-tier crypto cards are the interface for your wealth tiers. On SpendNode, we categorize cards by how they interact with these tiers. Debit prepaid models are designed for Tier 1. You should only load them with stablecoins or fiat you intend to spend immediately. Credit models are designed for Tier 2. They allow you to spend against your brokerage or HODL balance without selling. The Coinbase One Amex is a prime example of a Tier 2 rail. Self-custody models can span Tier 1 and Tier 2 depending on whether you are spending from a hot wallet or a vault. Before choosing a card, ask yourself, which tier am I feeding this from? If the answer is Tier 3, you are using the wrong tool for the job.